Hey guys, Todd B here for lesson three. And before we get started, I apparently want to laugh about something and then ask you this question. Have you ever noticed that almost everyone you see has an idea for a book? Like, given the time, you'll talk with somebody and you'll learn that they're thinking, "Oh yeah, I could probably write a book about that." And maybe it's because I'm an author, I get these questions more and these conversations more. But the truth is, when people say that, they're probably right. And the other sad truth is, they probably won't ever actually write that book. And the crazy thing is, it's not because they can't, it's just because they honestly don't know how. See, the problem is, whenever people start writing books, so what do? Right? They go into their computer, they pull up the document, and they're like, chapter one, and write chapter one. And then if they get through chapter one, they're like, chapter two, and try to write chapter two. But eventually, when you write things like that, you run out of ideas. And I say that like it's never happened to me, but it's absolutely happened to me, right? That's why I took 3 years to write The Creative's Curse. That's why I have unpublished manuscripts on my hard drive dying away. It's because I didn't know how to write a book in the beginning. I started writing and then I ran out of ideas. And then at that point, the book was dead. That story won't get told. Or maybe I'll have to drag it out of the depths once, but right now it's dead. And so that's why I want to cut that problem off in the outlining process. And one way to do that is we're going to take this book that we've already decided that we're going to write. You're going to take your book and you're going to generate all of the possible ideas, the possible chapters, the possible points, the research that you've done, and you're going to put it all out in front of you first so that you can flesh out the idea so that it doesn't die after chapter two. All right, you ready? Let's dive in. We're in workflow here. Forgot to copy my thing. Apparently, I make that whistle sound a lot. I'm talking about how to self-publish your first book. All right, so I'm going into this, and what I'm going to do is literally, not figuratively, literally, brain dump everything that I have in my mind that could be a topic around this book. Right? That's where I want you right now. Remember, I said we're going to go from creating to cutting? Right now, we're creating every single thing that you could possibly think of that might go into this book is going to go into this document right here. Right? And if you have trouble, there's some questions in your workbook that can help us get past any blocks. There are going to be some tricks in that workbook as well. Maybe I'll share them as I go about here. I don't really know, but what's gonna happen right now is you're gonna watch me do this live so that I could show you how the creative process works. And you could take all of this and see me do it off the top of my head so that you know you could do it off the top of your head if you allow yourself to freely create and come up with these ideas. Remember, we're not trying to write prose here, we're just trying to get ideas out on the page, right? How to self-publish your first book. So let's go into this a little bit, right? Cover. Amazon, writing the book, chapters, outline, how do your book will sell, how to know if your book will be terrible, how to write a good book, how to write, this is not terribly exciting, a book that makes sense. How to write to inspire action. I'll tell you what, you know what's gonna happen right now is I'm gonna fast forward this video so that you don't have to watch me write all of these things. And in a couple of magical seconds, I'm gonna have 75 bullets here on how to self-publish your first book. So start the timer. Let's do the time warp again. Thank you. So look what we got here. We got a huge list, and literally, like, you could see some of this is obviously nonsense. I know immediately it's not going to work, but I write it anyways because it's a process. That was good. I hope you wrote that down. I write it anyways because it's a process. It's a process. You have to get it all out in order to cut. You're creating right now. You're not cutting. So create, create, create. Some of this is a huge long sentence. Some of these are a word. Boop, boop. Memoir, marketing. And what you're seeing here is just a massive list. Now, these aren't potential chapters. You're not there yet. These aren't potential paragraphs. We don't even know what these are, right? And when you go do the brain dump on your potential, you know what? I shouldn't even call it that. Develop potential ideas for your book. Because what we're trying to do now is get over that I write until I feel like I'm empty and then I'm done mark, right? You know you have tons of ideas. What I want you to do is get them all out on paper. I think I left 75 lines in the workbook for you to fill out your ideas. I've got, what did I say I had here? 54. Some of these immediately I know are not going to work. Some of them I know are going to be gold. Some of them, right, are going to be found later in the process. Like I may get to the structure section and realize, oh wait, I need this piece. And then I'll have to add that in later. All of this is fine. But for right now, I want to hit you or challenge you with the goal of hitting at least 50 bullet points. That's going to sound crazy. And I didn't know how many it was until I just spent that time doing it. But it's good to stretch yourself. Again, you want more ideas than you could possibly fit in one book to go on this piece of paper. Some of you are going to be overachievers and write 150. That's amazing. Right? Some of you want to write big, huge, thick novels and big, huge, thick, not novels, big, huge, thick manuscripts. That's great. Write down as many bullets as you can, and then we're going to get into the cutting process. Now, yeah, I've got a few tricks here that I talk about that I use sometimes when I'm stuck, and I'm going to read them off right now off this piece of paper, and I'll have hopefully something on the screen to go over them. The first trick is micro journaling. Which is a technique I created. You write 10 ideas, you go as deep as you can, and then you take one of those ideas and you build on it until you have a bigger list. Trick number two is mind mapping. I use this a lot. I use it when I'm buying Christmas presents. Trick number three is switching from digital to analog. So I actually like this. I'll sometimes have to break myself away from the screen, go to post-it notes and write each idea on a little post-it note. I could do something like that. Trick number four is use a book that you've annotated, right? Sometimes when I'm empty on ideas, I have to go back over here to my bookshelf and see what I've written and remember what inspired me to write this book in the first place. Trick number five, upcycle existing content. My first book was a direct result of my first popular post. Like I said, other posts have fueled those books as well. Obviously, they're not just the blog posts. That would be a pretty lazy way to write a book, but if you're a writer at all, you can definitely use some of those to build on your book. Trick number six, oh, I said there were seven. I just misnumbered. Trick number six is to bring in new blood. So if you're stuck and you have someone in your life which you really care for, someone who can talk with you about creative things, go ahead and ask that person, hey, what am I missing here? How can I fill up some more ideas? And that's essentially going to generate some of these new thoughts, new blood, new view, empty eyes, and someone who is not like feeling brain dead like I am because I just wrote 54 points on how to self-publish your first book. So that's lesson three. Your homework for today is go through your group of your book idea. I can't even think straight. Go through your book idea and come up with as many bullet points as possible, as many as you can think of for your book. I wrote here 30 to 75. Okay. So for this course, just to let you know, for this first course, I went through the same process to build this course, and I had easily over 50 bullets to begin with and trim them all the way back down. So go ahead, get started on your homework, at least 30 bullets minimum, hopefully more like 50 to 75. And then when you're going to finish that, you're going to go, what in the world would I do with this? You don't have to worry about that because we're going to talk about it in the next lesson. And I'm going to go get a drink or something. That's exhausting. People think writing is not hard work. I'm going to go get a drink And then I'll see you in the next lesson.